Hello, Nation. Hope you are having an awesome Thursday. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday show. Wait a second. Josh, you do the intro. Yeah, that didn't seem right to me.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Josh and Brian from AchievementHunter.com.
Well, no. We're not, no.
Is that, do I sound a little off? Yeah, you just start it.
Hey, guys, thanks again for tuning back into SourceFed. No, wait.
One last try. Fourth time's a charm.
Okay, wait. I think together?
Together.
Okay. Three, two, one.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Josh and Brian from Blue Dot Productions.
Bringing you DotCast number 6.
Technically 7, but the 6th one didn't record properly.
I'm turning your audio down a little bit, Josh, because you're blasting my head out.
Well, that means I'm blasting out other things.
Like mucus from your zits?
That's disgusting, you fundamentalist weirdo.
All right, you are... Why is...
I don't know why. Do you want me to just talk lower like this?
I want you to like... Yeah.
All right, how's this sound?
You're coming through my... Like, I can't hear myself through...
I can't hear you at all.
You can't hear me at all.
Actually, I can hear you.
I can hear me barely.
And I can barely hear you.
But I can hear you a lot.
Well, turn your levels up.
We tested my levels beforehand. This doesn't make sense. I'm talking into the microphone correctly, and it's registering on the computer.
Turn your volume up.
Holy fuck, Josh. That was loud. Okay. If I turn my volume up... No, that sounds like crap.
Sounds more metallic.
Ow. Yeah, exactly. Okay. What if I... Hold on, I'm not registering on the... Okay, yes, I am. You say something?
All right. Do you hear me? You hear me. You better hear me.
Here, say something now.
Hey, guys. We're kind of fucking up.
Okay, we're going right. How about now?
Hey, what's up, guys?
No, all right. We will be back in 1 second. I'm not sure what's going on. Sorry about that. Just give a sec.
And we're back.
Thank you for tuning in to Red vs. Blue Season 11. Oh, my God.
Brian, you just keep watching way too much YouTube.
What the hell is going on with me?
I don't know. I think you got a case of the specials.
I'm sorry.
And it's not the good kind of specials.
It's not the good kind of... You know what? You're right. It's a good thing your mom's a therapist. Your mom's not a therapist, Josh.
No, she's not. She's going to medical school.
Hey, it's close enough.
So, here's a good segue. So, this Zumba whore has been in the news lately.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
And we live in the same town where it's happening, and I was a regular customer to this woman. Very nice
No,
lady.
You were not.
No, I don't have $100,000. I'm joking.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
No, but it's...
Yeah,
turn on my headphones. Turn on my headphones.
Okay, you do not play do Zumba.
No, I don't. Because I'm a man, and men don't play Zumba.
Well, men, we're going to this store. All right, so... Let me start off. There's this... We have a pizza place in town. I'm not going to say the name, but there's a pizza place in town that was next to the Zumba store, and they reportedly saw multiple times throughout the day men coming in, dressed nicely, looked like they had come from a business or executive work or something like that, come in for half an hour and leave at odd times throughout the day. All the time. Always different men. All the time.
So she was a prostitute, yeah.
She was a prostitute, yeah.
And since we would normally not talk about this, but since it's in our town, we have to talk about it.
We have to. Let's just... Kennebunk, Maine, is right next to... Small town.
Small town.
There's about 11,000 of us. Kennebunk, Maine is next to Kennebunkport, Maine. Many of you might recognize that name because that is where... Why the fuck are announcements going? Blah. Blah, blah.
Wait.
Blah.
We'll just cut that out.
Do we have to?
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
All right. So we're back.
Okay. So, all right. So, Kennebunk's a small town. There's 11,000, 12,000 of us. I mean, we're not the smallest, but we're small. Especially, I mean, in Maine, where southern Maine is where the population is. You go be like the northern two-thirds of Maine, and it's...
Yeah, you go beyond Lewiston, Auburn.
It's potatoes
nothing.
And
farmland.
It's there's nothing.
Guns.
Like, honestly, if I honestly don't know how to describe Maine. You really, it's just, where we live in an interesting state. So we're a pretty small town. We're next to Kennebunkport. Kennebunkport is an incredibly popular tourist destination. Basically the thing that runs Kennebunkport is tourist funds. It's a beautiful place. We have beaches there. It's a beautiful place. Of course, the locals in Kennebunk fucking hate tourists because they clog up the roads, but that's another story. And you might also recognize Kennebunkport because Bush Sr. uses it as his vacation home. So it is the Bush family vacation home. So that's where the name might sound familiar. And so other than, like, Bush goes home for the holidays, we don't get national news. We are lucky to make state news, for that matter.
Kennebunk High School, though, has made the national news once before. Our homecoming dances are fucking awesome.
Wait, that did not make national...
I was pretty sure, like, the one before we were freshmen, that made national news.
Wow. And I'm pretty sure by awesome, quote-unquote, Josh means complete and utter disasters for any adult working or volunteering to oversee the dances. And I'm gonna leave it at that. Let your imaginations can do that. But
so it's pretty awesome, to be honest.
I'm not a huge fan, but I mean you guys know my reasons. This prostitute gets found and it becomes this popular story around town.
It was actually on the Jay Leno show last night, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so it becomes this popular story around town where there are jokes about it, but honestly, we sit down and we go, there's going to be 100-something people on this list.
It's going to destroy families.
And it's going to screw up a lot of families. Our superintendent had to release a statement saying, we will not tolerate any bullying. We guarantee, we're a pretty good-sized school district, and he said, there's going to be some student or some faculty member that is connected to someone on that list somehow, and we're going to do everything we can to support those people. And that's honestly how bad it is. We're a small town, and I almost guarantee the list should actually be coming out today. There are going to be notable names on that list, and it's gonna be bad. My brother, he's 12, and he said, when my mom said the list was coming out, he's like, oh, it'll finally be over with. And I was like, no, this is the beginning. It's going to be really bad. And so it kind of shook our little town up, but at the beginning it was a joke until we kind of realized, like, holy crap, this is really bad. And then all of a sudden, we were on the front page of MSN, and then we were on the Today Show, and then there were news trucks in Kennebunk. News in Kennebunk? Yeah, right. And then there was, like, the Today Show van with their satellite in Kennebunk, and then we were on SourceFed online. SourceFed. And it's a national story now, and we are on all the huge websites. And this is how... It's mind-boggling. I mean, if you live in a city, you honestly don't understand how crazy this shook up this small town.
I honestly feel bad for the families that are affected by this.
I feel so bad. And you know what? If I have a friend or a friend of a friend or someone whose father ends up on that list and I see them getting messed with, I will go over and say, hey, fuck you. Their dad made the bad decision, not them.
No. Fuck off. Short, simple.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Like, honestly, if I
I'm explaining fuck off. It's a universal language. Any language, you say fuck off, everyone understands. It's just, I don't know. It's just American things.
Makes sense. I think I will not tolerate. See, now, I mean, I'm 17, so obviously I don't mean a whole lot.
You're
in the
17,
town.
You weigh 85 pounds. This is not really much.
I weigh like 102 pounds, and it's, yeah. So I'm a small kid. But honestly, if I see any wife, girlfriend, child getting messed with because their father or husband made bad decisions, I'll be pissed because if there's a girl in our school whose dad did something, she didn't do it. she is 100% not guilty and does not deserve to be ashamed because her dad made a stupid decision. And I will stand by that 100%. I swear to God, if I see anything, I 100% I stand by that statement. Anyways, you can see it's shaking up our town. I mean, between the presidential debates and that, that's like the only thing that is discussed in this school anymore, or in this town anymore. Like, it's... I
feel like we should switch topics.
Yeah,
now.
So do I. But
so,
yeah.
Walking
so let's
Dead.
Let's move on to something a little bit
Walking
more
Dead.
Lighthearted.
It's coming back Sunday. I've waited probably 5 months for this.
Tell me about Walking Dead, Josh.
All right, it's a zombie movie, post-apocalyptic. It's set in the South. It's kind of hard to explain. I read the graphic novels, so I get a better understanding than people that just watch the TV show. But
yep.
It's not just killing zombies. It's more of like the how people act and like when society ends, basically. And it's actually kind of a really cool story to actually watch. And you just see how this main character just kind of develops as a person.
Okay, so it's not the I Am Legend, kill everything until you end up in Vermont. That's a safe haven.
No, well, they do look for safe havens and basically.
Right, but it's not one. It's not kind of like that cheesy, like, you have plot and character development, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's got, well, okay. No, sorry, I got distracted. But yes, it does have a lot of character development, and it's really good with that.
That's cool. I have been reading the Inheritance series.
I don't know what that is.
You know Aragorn?
Yeah.
It's that series.
Uh-huh.
I know it's kind of a little bit old, but I haven't been able to put it down. I read the first two books when I was younger, and I started the third one. I just never really I was just between school and stuff, I wasn't able to finish it. I mean, it's a good book. It's a great book, and I wasn't able to finish it. And I came across it and was like, I'm gonna finally finish this series. And I picked up Brisinger, the third book, and I started it from the beginning so I could do like refresh my mind on what was going on. And I read through that, and I borrowed the fourth book, Inheritance, from somebody else, and I cannot put it down. Have you read any of those books, Josh?
I started reading Aragorn. I watched the Aragorn movie. It was kind of bad.
You're dead to me. No, yeah. No. The Aragorn movie, like, you can compare Harry Potter movies to the books, and people are like, ugh, the Harry Potter movie is so... Harry Potter 6 was so bad, the book was so much better. Ugh, like, you can do that, and I'm all for that. But imagine that, except worse. The Aragorn movie, and I think that's why they haven't come out with a sequel, because the Aragorn movie depicted the book so poorly. It was so bad. It was so bad. But, yeah. Anyways.
But, let's be honest. I wanted to see a sequel and...
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, I saw the movie before I first read the book. I remember going to it with my dad. And at the very end, spoiler alert, if you haven't read the book or if you're reading it or... Yeah. So, spoiler alert, when Aragorn kills Durza the Shade by stabbing him through the heart and then it ends there... I leaned over to my dad at the very end, and I said, there's a sequel coming. And he goes, yeah, there is. Later to find out, it's based on a novel, read the novel and go, holy crap, that was a shit movie. Not the shit, a shit tea movie. Yeah, but I don't know. I think, yeah.
I feel like the people who made The Walking Dead really did it justice. Basing it off the graphic novel, and it was so good.
You know the Left 4 Dead? It's a Left 4 Dead fan show, fan-made show. It started out, it's like, it's real actors. And it started out as like 10 or 15 minute episodes, and it's gotten so popular, the episodes now are up to like 45 minutes. And it's Left 4 Dead, you have characters and there's a plot and things. It's kind of like It's kind of like a fan-created Forward Unto Dawn, but for Left 4 Dead. Speaking of Forward Unto Dawn, the first episode one came out.
We watched part of it.
We watched part of it. I haven't gotten the chance to watch it all. We watched, spoiler alert, up until the guy was like, oh, this plan will never work. I'm going to abandon my leaders and run across the battlefield doing my own thing and then get shot.
Well, that's a Master Chief thing to do.
Either way. Yeah. Anyways, so that's all we saw thus far, so.
But part two just came out, so.
Yeah, I mean, I will watch it. I want to watch it. I'm excited for it.
I'll probably watch it tonight.
Yeah. Speaking of Halo, I want to buy the Red versus Blue 10 season box.
Yeah, it's on Blu-ray.
Well, I don't have a Blu-ray player.
I have a Blu-ray player.
No, you have a PlayStation.
It plays fucking Blu-ray.
I know. Yeah, I'd love to. It's like $160 or something. It's crazy.
$116,
yeah. It's expensive.
They have the best of Red versus Blue out at Target.
At Target? No way. That's fantastic. That is fantastic. I wouldn't buy the best Red versus Blue.
You wouldn't?
No, because it's... You can go on YouTube and go 10 best moments of Red versus Blue, and it's going
to
happen.
No. I voted in surveys to get the best. It's like the community made this. It's the best of Red versus Blue.
Right, but I mean, I'd rather buy the seasons and see the background content than... I honestly didn't realize until I was listening to their podcast how much staff they had for Red versus Blue.
They have a huge staff.
They have animators, voice actors, sound guys, writers. They have a huge staff. It's impressive. I bet. I'm curious how much.
One sec.
Okay.
I just saw a picture. It's the Medal of Honor Warfighter, like kind of like background, and it shows the Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 background, one on top of each other. Exact same thing. Soldier carrying a gun in his left hand, looking at the right. Sorry, I was doing the motion with my body. And then smoke around. Looks completely identical. And I thought that was funny.
That is funny. Which came out first?
Call of Duty was first, then Medal of Honor.
Oh. Call of Duty. Ugh.
That's where the real gamers play.
That's where the 12-year-olds play.
Hey, don't judge us.
I won't.
I never play Call of Duty.
We've sent our opinions on Call of Duty out there before. Well, you cut me off. I can't remember where I was going.
Me neither. All right, so Notch's new game. There's been a...
Notch's... Oh! I remember reading about that like a month ago.
0x10C.
It's like...
Let me talk about it.
Bar, 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 bar. Isn't it better to have the kid who knows nothing about it talk about it?
No.
Okay, more entertaining. More entertaining. Listening to a baseball game on the radio by someone who's going to talk about the baseball, or listening to a baseball game on the radio by someone who knows absolutely nothing about sports.
That's more interesting, but I want to get my point across without having to punch you in the
face.
There's a
job opening for an announcer at the Sea Dogs, which is our minor league team. And I was honestly thinking about applying for it.
Should have done it.
But they're looking for someone older. Okay, anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
All right, so it's 0x10C. Preview was released earlier today. I watched it on YouTube. It looks pretty sweet. It's TF2 style, like art style. It looks pretty good. It's a space sci-fi game, so I'll probably get into it.
Speaking of new games, do you watch Philip DeFranco regularly?
No.
Okay. What do you think of the Left 4 Dead series?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Okay. I have something to show you, and I want to see your reaction.
Oh, you showed me this.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I got really excited. Then you told me it was just a fucking joke.
Phil, any of you guys who watch Philip DeFranco, it was probably like a week ago or so. He goes, He starts off, he's in the middle of his show, and he goes, oh, and on related video game news, a Left 4 Dead 3 trailer was released. And I was like, yes! I was fucking stoked. And then he goes, and then he looks offside, and he holds something up to his ear, almost like he's holding a speaker to his ear, and he goes, oh, wait, oh, sorry, I had that wrong. It was a zombie mode for Black Ops 2 trailer released. I was fucking pissed. I was so pissed. It was. I wish I had it on camera, because that was the best reaction. Yeah, so anyone who watched that, I feel your pain, man. I feel your pain. What else is new?
All right, I only wrote down three things to talk about, and we already talked about them.
Hey, that's okay. We make it up as we go along. Borderlands 2 is really fun.
I need to get that.
I know it's a little late, but it's really, 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 really,
since
really,
I just
really
bought an Xbox.
Fun. Yeah, Josh.
Everyone, wait, add me. BLU. DOTJOSH.
Blue Dot Josh. How convenient.
I know. Add me. I'll play Halo. I play Halo during the day. Yeah. From, what time would I say? Shit. 1 o'clock to 2:10. And, 11:30 to 1. I don't know.
Just add him, and if you're on at the same time he's on,
I'll play with you. I'll chat you up. It'll be nice.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
We'll get some community time in during this year.
Good stuff. You can tell us stuff. You can tell him stuff that you want us to talk about, and Josh will.
And if you wait. We're recording this kind of early, so if you're on tonight, chat us up. We'll probably be on the Xbox. I'll talk to people. Brian will talk to people. I think Brian will talk to people in person. I'll talk with the chat pad. And that's
nobody uses the chat pad.
I will text chat people.
Do you have a chat pad?
No, I was going to use yours.
I don't have one.
Wait, you have the Xbox headset, and then you have that tiny cheap-ass one.
I have this headset.
Yeah, you have your Triton ones.
I have my Triton headset, and I have the shit Xbox one that comes with it.
I'll use the shit Xbox one. You'll use your nice Triton one.
Sounds good to me.
Deal. We're going to talk to the community tonight. All right, that's going to be at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I don't know about the Central or the West Coast.
Oh, Fable the Journey came out.
Yeah, I heard it's going to be shit.
Well, if it... Okay.
If it was anything like Fable 3...
It was shit. It's shit. Okay, let's see. I'm looking up a review. I just want a number. Out of 10. Come on. I don't want this. I want a...
Out of 10, sucks dick.
7.2 from
IGN. Worse than Resident Evil 6.
I want to see GameStop's review, because they're really... They're the go-to people for reviews.
Yeah, because you get more of a community review.
Yeah. GameStop, what's it called? Game Informer.
Game Informer is a nice magazine.
Game Informer, and then, why am I blanking out?
I don't know. All right, I'm looking at more stuff to
Fable.
Look.
Fable. Wow, Fable.
It's really nice being an Xbox owner right now. Oh, Dishonored came out.
Fable the Journey. Here we go.
Walking Dead episode 4. What?
Oh my god. Guess
oh
what
my god.
It got.
What?
A 5.
Are you serious?
Game Informer gave it a 5.
Shit.
And users gave it a 3.75.
How much does the game go for?
I'm pretty sure it's a $60 game. Let me see.
It better not be $60, because that developer's going to be pissed. I'm not going to make money.
Okay, search Fable. Oh. Fable. Fable Journey. Fable Journey. Buy new. $49.99.
Isn't that a Kinect game?
Oh, is it?
I want to say it's a Kinect game.
Oh my, it's a Kinect game.
And that makes it even worse.
That makes it even, yeah. Although, I don't think anything on Kinect could possibly be as bad as Star Wars Kinect was. They played up that game like it was going to be the shit. Like, when motion sensors first came out, when the Wii first came out, everyone was like, I can fight with a sword and do the actual motion. That never actually ended up happening until
Zelda.
I was going to say until Zelda Skyward Sword.
But they had to have the Motion Plus.
Right, exactly. And people said, I don't have to hold anything in my hand. It's Star Wars, which I love. I finally get to be in Star Wars, use the Force, play like that. And it came out and people were like, what the fuck is this?
What the fuck did I just buy?
Only good thing that came from the Star Wars like package that you could have bought that came with Kinect in the game.
Star Wars Xbox controller
was
and
the
Xbox.
Fucking dope Xbox, the gold Xbox controllers. Those things are dope. Absolutely dope.
I'm going to buy a new Xbox controller and mod it. Because I saw some really cool mods where they took bullet casings and used them as the buttons and
that's
the D-pad.
Neat. Do you watch the Rooster Teeth's Minecraft Let's Plays?
Used to. I haven't had time.
Yeah, well, there was one of them where a bunch of the fans were accusing Ray of using a modded Xbox controller because he was hitting the RT so fast, and in the next video he was like, "I'm not using an Xbox controller. I just get into the game." He was like swinging the sword.
All right, so. Dishonored came out this week, I believe Tuesday. It was a Tuesday release. 9.2
yeah.
From IGN.
I heard.
It looks so good.
And I'm pulling up Game Informer right now. Dishonored. I've heard really good things about it.
It looks really cool. It's like a steampunky Assassin's Creed kind of deal with supernatural powers.
All right. So Game Informer looks like Game Informer gave it an 8.75, which is pretty good. User rating gave it a 9.0.
That was the same thing with IGN. IGN's users gave it a 9.0 out of 150 ratings.
Yeah. So concept looks pretty good. Graphics, the city of the artistic direction is great. Stylized approach suits the characters well, but the textures look more muddy than deliberate. Okay. Sound. It's got some pretty good voice acting, but the characters are still stilted and awful. Ouch. Playability. Everything feels natural for all the different powers, weapons, and options. You even get a lean function. Entertainment.
Oh, I like when games add a lean function.
Entertainment. The rush of a well-planned strategy going off without a hitch is pure gold, but tighter stealth mechanics would help that more often. And the replay value is moderately high. So, overall, I mean, I think gameplay, it got its score from the gameplay. I think sound graphics quality-wise, it may not be the best, but gameplay-wise, it looks like a really solid game. And honestly, I mean, at this point in time, the graphics quality is becoming less and less important. Like, 2 years ago or so, HD was...
It had to be awesome.
It had to be awesome. It had to be the absolute shit. But now, people are like, you know what? Let's appreciate it for the game. I mean, 2 years... do you think... When did the first Borderlands come out? Last year?
Oh, I want to say like 2010.
2010? All right. If people were still as adamant about the fantastic graphics as they were, do you think the Borderlands artwork would have been successful?
Well, it does have good graphics. I enjoy the graphics style. That's the thing.
Right. It's got a good graphics style, but at first glance, it looks cartoony and poor.
Which is true.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not downgrading Borderlands because it's one of the best games I've ever played between the skill trees and all. It's a phenomenal game. And if you haven't played Borderlands, go pick up Borderlands 1.
Are you shitting me? I'm on GameStop right now. They have a new PVR that doesn't even require a computer.
What?
$150.
No.
Yeah.
No. Hold on. What's it called?
Aver Media Game Capture.
Record your gameplay, no PC required. Son of a gun. Huh. Okay, looks,
Well, that...
1080i. It's about 1080p.
Shit.
Boom. which means it probably doesn't have a HDMI.
Nope, component. Boom. RCA.
And
nope, we made a good purchase. We did. A good
and
purchase.
I'm not a huge. And it's also it's probably slow. Because if it doesn't have a PC connected to it, then that means it's storing the data on the hard drive, and that means the hard drive is pulling from the processor, so it's using less record. It has less recording capabilities.
Ah, so we did make a good purchase.
And it's USB 2.0. Why anything is coming out USB 2.0 these days, I honestly don't know. Yeah, no. The other thing...
Is ours USB 3.0? It's got, I don't know. I think it's 2.0 because it came out.
I think it's 2.0, but it is. It's not... I don't know. Like, and then the Roxio game capture just came out, and it looks pretty good, but...
Is it HD?
It is HD. It's got HDMI... It's got HDMI options, but I think it's more expensive than the Hopage. I think that's how you say it.
Hopage?
We bought the HD PVR2 gaming edition, and it's the shit. It works nice. It's well. It's sleek. It looks gorgeous next to an Xbox.
It really does.
Yeah.
You can sit right on top. Doesn't even matter.
Yeah. Well, unless it's standing
upright.
It depends
on the way you stand it up.
Yeah, no, it's a great piece of equipment. I would... if.
Ironically, next week, Zumba Fitness Core comes out on Xbox 360.
That's awkward.
Awkward timing.
$10 says...
people are just going to buy it because of the scandal.
No, I was going to say that Rooster Teeth will do a this is, and they'll mention the scandal.
Yeah, that's probably what's going to happen.
Honestly, and if they don't...
if they don't, we're going to jump on that. No. Yeah,
well, I'm not. Okay, I'm not dropping $60 on a Zumba game.
Should I drop $60 on Medal of Honor Warfighter?
No, we got Halo coming out.
Oh yeah, that's shit. But and I have Assassin's. Oh shit, I have to buy Assassin's Creed.
Yeah. Did we talk about the flip floppy that we did?
Oh no.
No, we did not.
So it was originally pre-ordered. Brian pre-ordered it for Xbox. And I said I would buy it for my PS3.
Well, first, I'm at Best Buy, and I pre-ordered Halo 4 Limited Edition, because I'm stoked for that game, and I was like, yeah, I'm getting Limited Edition. I don't care. I want free DLC. And of course, when you're there, it's got all the pre-orders out. We talked about this in, I think, our first one. Some great pre-orders were out, and they're $5 each. So you kind of forget that the $5 then turns into 60, and it's really enticing. So I pre-ordered both of them. I pre-ordered Halo 4 Legendary Edition and Assassin's Creed. And I got home, and I was really excited, and for any of you who have seen Assassin's Creed 3, it gives you the metal case wrapped in plastic wrap. It's not just the card. And I took the plastic wrap off because I wanted to see if there were any, you know, like neat goodies inside the case before the game come out. The game came out, and I took the plastic wrap off, and there was nothing really inside, and I was like, oh, crap. I just spent $60 on this and $100 on Halo 4. And then I called Josh, and I go, hey, you know how we do that recording thing? You wanna pay for Assassin's Creed since I'm doing Halo 4? He's like, yeah. I said, I got it for Xbox. He's like, I don't have an Xbox. I was like, okay.
But now I do.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay, I'll get... Next time I'm up at Best Buy, I'll swap it for a PlayStation 1. So I'm up at Best Buy, and I bring the receipt, and I go up, and I said, hi, I pre-ordered Assassin's Creed 3, and I simply said I pre-ordered it for the wrong system. I'd like to switch it over to PlayStation. So she prints off... She does the whole thing, the whole process, prints it off, and gives me a receipt. So now I have these... If I laid the receipts out, like, end-to-end, I probably have, like, 5 feet of receipts because of the pre-order. I get back, literally, I think it was like a week later, Josh buys an Xbox and says, hey, Brian, don't switch it over to PlayStation because now I have an Xbox.
No. I said, we have to switch it back to Xbox.
So now he wants it. So I'm giving him the receipts and he can go do it. Oh, shit. It's in my name.
Yeah.
I have to do it. That means I have to be there to pre-order it, too. I mean, to pick it up, too.
Yep.
God damn it.
I'll give you the $60.
Good. You already owe me for the PBR.
I know. Fuck. All right.
Stop spending your money on
stupid
trading
shit.
Cards.
I did.
And $2 lighters without lighter fluid.
All right. It had a little. It actually lit a little bit for like 5 seconds yesterday. I was like, la 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 la, lit, spark, and it went flame, 555, da da, and it went out. All right, it's 3:45. You have to catch a late bus soon.
I do have to catch the bus. That sucks.
So the only game I'd be interested in buying soon would be Zumba Fitness.
You're such an asshole.
And Forza Horizon. So I think that wraps it up this week.
If you were to buy Forza, you need to buy the wheel.
Oh yeah, true. You don't have to.
Okay, Forza is a disgrace without the wheel.
It's still a fun game.
It's an amazing game, but I don't know.
All right. Well, this ends
okay.
it.
Anyways,
I've had fun.
Thank
Brian's
you all for tuning
fun.
In. We know this has been a bit of a shorter one, but we appreciate the audience. We love you guys. Outro darkness, then redness, then... Oh, fuck. What the hell, Josh?
Sorry, I couldn't stop you. You just kept going. I don't know. Well, I think that wraps it up for this week. We're going back to weekly.
We are.
New shit on our YouTube channel. We'll be starting Monday.
Yeah.
You'll see
Check
it.
BLUDOTPRO, Blue Dot Pro, on YouTube.
And then add me on Xbox Live. I'll be playing tonight. You'll be able to chat with us. We'll talk. This will be kind of like our live podcast. It won't be recorded. Maybe we'll do something like this later on, but
yeah, definitely.
Who knows?
We love to talk to you guys. We love getting emails from you guys.
And yeah, I think that's
and
it.
Yeah. So thanks again for listening to Dotcast number 6. As always, it's going to be right up on iTunes.
And
Also. The service we currently use only allows us a certain amount of space before we're going to have to start paying.
So we're looking for donations.
And unfortunately, Josh and I are in high school, and we got
are
stuff.
Fucking broke.
And we're fucking broke. And we're paying too much money for video games to create content for you guys, which we love doing, by the way. But anyways, we've got enough room for about 3 more podcasts.
If you guys could give us ideas for podcast storage, hit us fucking up on our email.
Right, because it's going to cost us about $80 a year to get some more, and paying that $80 a year will then only give us room for about 30. And I don't want to go back and delete our old podcast. I hate doing that. And we can't jump from place to place because then we can't have them go to iTunes. They have to come from one source. So if you guys have any ideas on things we can do, email us at bludotpro@gmail.com. It's a YouTube name. @gmail.com, and we would love your suggestions. If it's hey, you could get a domain from this place and their storage is pretty cheap, fantastic. Even if it does cost but it's cheap, please let us know.
Yeah, anything would help. Gives us better content.
Yeah,
whatever.
We would really appreciate it.
All right, so this is it. We're done. See you next week. Bye.
Yeah. All right. Bye, guys.